The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Significant movements of people, tens of thousands of Palestinians returning to northern Gaza following the Israeli military announcement of a ceasefire deal. And of course, as you heard, the US president saying that he's looking at the next phase, Trump planning to travel to the Middle East in the first phase of the Gaza peace deal. We are joined from Tel Aviv by Paul Kearns. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
Paul, can you bring us up to speed on, first of all, the situation in Gaza and the returning refugees coming back into northern Gaza?
Well, as you say, there's tens of thousands on the way back to what's left of northern Gaza as we speak, and the ceasefire has come into place. The mood here in Israel is celebratory, but also somber. This, after all, is the week, the anniversary of October the 7th. And Israelis are bracing themselves for the 28 hostages who will come home in coffins. I mean, there's a recognition here that the image of the country has crashed, but I think a naive belief that that image can recover quickly. Israelis haven't fully acknowledged the reality of the horror in Gaza. You know, the images that you and I see every day, mainstream TV has failed to show that reality. And many Israelis, unfortunately, hide behind anti-Semitic stories like far-right conspiracy theories that it was actually Israel that facilitated the October 7th massacre. And, you know, those conspiracy theories are sadly very common.
And when you say that they don't accept what has happened in Gaza, is it that they are unaware or that they believe that the civilian casualties were a necessary byproduct of the military action against Hamas?
It's a little bit of both, but, you know, it's very hard to believe that Israelis are not aware of what has happened in Gaza. But the truth remains that the mainstream television stations, there's three of them, one state and two private, they haven't shown what the rest of the world sees on a daily basis. And people trust their TV news every evening, especially in their own language, to tell them what has happened. Of course, all this is available on social media. But, you know, social media feeds are what you yourself are looking at, and they often reinforce your own political viewpoint.
For the Palestinians then returning to northern Gaza, what is it that they are returning to?
Well, I guess the imagery is clear. It's devastation. The numbers are startling. 80% of all homes, houses in the entire Gaza Strip have been damaged or destroyed. All universities and schools, up to 80% have been destroyed. So they're facing decades of slow and painful reconstruction at best. 2 million people, 5% of the population has been injured or killed. It's a harrowing reality that's in the months ahead.
And what does the peace deal mean, and what does the cessation of military action mean for the humanitarian response?
Well, the expectation is that the floodgates will open in terms of food and medical needs. But I guess, you know, to call it, I mean, Trump is calling it a peace plan. I mean, it's a stretch. It's the end of the war in Gaza. And the Trump plan, while it states specifically a credible path to Palestinian self-determination and statehood, there's no details on that. Netanyahu and this government are fiercely opposed to a two-state solution. And I think, you know, the fact that the government has accepted this plan, the Israeli government, and is unlikely in any time soon to advance a two-state suggests that it's pure lip service. And, you know, it's interesting if you had opinion polls both in Israel and in the occupied territories, there is little support for two states on both sides. It's about a quarter or a third of the population.
Meanwhile, Hamas are saying that they are ready to step away from governing Gaza. In your view, is that a genuine sentiment? And if so, what fills the vacuum?
Well, Hamas, you know, is a governing authority, or was up to recently. It's, in many people's eyes, a terrorist organization, but it's also a vast network. It's a political ideology. It's an NGO to some degree. It's a welfare service. So it's not going to evaporate and disappear. Obviously, they will have no overt role, I think, in the government of Gaza. But, you know, as a movement, it's not going to disappear. And so it remains to be seen to what extent it becomes visible in the next few months or years on the ground in Gaza.
And how optimistic would you be that the peace that we are seeing the first days of now will become permanent?
Well, I guess that's anybody's guess in that sense. But there's a view that it's in the interest of all the parties. Hamas, obviously the Palestinians are exhausted, and Hamas have made this decision. There's also a view that it's in the interest of Netanyahu. He's potentially facing elections early next year, and he had an interest in bringing the war to an end and releasing the final hostages to campaign on that in the election. A year ago, his main interest was to keep his coalition, his far-right coalition, alive. And the extreme right in that coalition are opposed to the deal and want to leave. So I think on the ground, there's hope that it will sustain in Gaza.
And is there any insight, I mean, whatever about the Trump deal itself being a bit thin on the details of how governance will work, is there any sense of what the likely next step along that road will be? Because I see Hamas already saying that Tony Blair would be unacceptable to them.
I haven't seen that myself. That's interesting. Well, this so-called Board of Peace, strange phrase, is to be the governing body of Gaza. And as you say, the details are very scant, except that Trump himself is the chairperson of that, I understand. And Tony Blair is specifically mentioned in the peace document as playing a role. This will oversee, apparently, the administration of Gaza in the short to medium term. There is a belief that the Palestinian Authority may have a role in the future, but there's conditions on that. And part of the conditions is that it reforms itself and reforms its educational documents and schools programs, which, you know, Israel believes to be anti-Semitic, etc. Whether the Palestinian Authority is capable of reforming itself, who knows? There hasn't been an election in the Palestinian Authority for 20 years. Mahmoud Abbas, the leader, has turned 90 in November. So it remains really uncertain.
Paul, thanks very much for your time this morning. That is Paul Kearns, journalist based there in Tel Aviv.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.